When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I got
called shaving. Huge news. No other way to put it for the Oregon State Beavers. They picked up a commitment from transfer quarterback Malik Murphy, Duke by way of Texas as well. Malik Murphy is 11-3 as a starter over two seasons. He went 9-3 with Duke this year and broke their school record for single-season touchdown passes with 26. He's rated the fourth overall quarterback in the transfer portal, a top 25 portal prospect. Malik Murphy coming to Oregon State is massive for the Beavers. And everything that we'd kind of talked about yesterday with where Washington State is, with the mass exodus, with 22 and counting and leaving the portal as of yesterday, head coach leaves, offensive coordinator leaves, you fire your defensive coordinator, running backs coach, quarterbacks coach, all off of the team. And it was just like, you've got to find a way to find stability. And I was saying yesterday that it was the worst thing is that Washington State has the exodus the year after, the Pac-12 announces that it's going to fall apart. It was with Oregon State, there was this stability that Jonathan Smith, he jumped ship early. Trent Bray was like, nope, I'm going to be here. I'm going to weather this storm. And he's still going to be there at Oregon State. But to get a guy like Malik Murphy as your quarterback, it doesn't matter how the season goes. This is big for, nope, we are still going to play ball. We are still going to be competitive, even in the portal, because having the fourth overall quarterback in the portal, it's not like there were no suitors for Malik Murphy.
No, not only that, it's not like this guy's a scrub.
Nope.
He's got
a good player.
This is a highly rated recruit who, look, when he filled in at Texas for Quinn Ewers when he got knocked down, I thought he was actually pretty good. And I know in a college quarterback, inconsistencies, but like, he flashed himself. Number one, he's huge.
He's a big dude.
He's a massive dude. He's 6'5", like 230, 240. Like, he's a hell of an athlete. He's got a great arm. Now, again, this probably sounds pretty familiar with like the DJ Uiagalelei stuff. I think he's a better quarterback than DJ was as a passer.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got his flaws,
sure.
But yeah, yes.
But when he flashes stuff, it's like, oh, okay. And this is... Like, I don't think it's grasping for straws to be like, this is a big-time win for Oregon State. Like, this is a massive win for them because, you know, they could have been relegated to, you know, not to denigrate any of these kids, but, like, a significantly lesser player.
Mm-hmm.
And now, this probably eats at most of their NIL, I would imagine, as far as, like, the biggest chunk. But, yeah, it should. And, like, this is what you do this. They got the tight end for BYU. Like, you go and get a couple of guys to keep you alive, because you look in, you know, the remaining Pac-2 at what's going on at Washington State. Washington State right now would probably kill to have Malik Murphy.
Yeah,
like, they would. Like, that's when you're in the position that both those programs are in, you're looking at things like, oh, like, yeah, Mateer going to Oklahoma, they've got to you know, patch a pretty significant hole, and being able to get one of these guys, and to be honest, the guys that are in front of him, like, let's put this in perspective. Like, as far as the rating system goes, he's rated ahead of Miller Moss. Miller Moss wasn't bad at USC.
No.
He just can't be a guy that you ask to throw the ball 40 times a game.
Yeah.
Like, that was the flaw. I was like, yeah, no, he can't be that guy. But if evaluators are looking at him and they're rating him ahead of Connor Weigman and ahead of Miller Moss, who's the last Oregon State quarterback that is a quarterback that was this good? Well, at least potentially.
He is the highest rated quarterback ever to commit to Oregon State, which is great.
Yeah.
Oregon State has had some really good quarterback and solid quarterback play. I mean, Sean Mannion played in the NFL for a long time. Jake Luton is still in the NFL.
Yeah, he's still a backup somewhere.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think he played like a week ago. Yeah. I mean, they've had good quarterback play, but this is, at the time that this is happening, it's huge for Oregon
State. Couldn't
be better. And it's great for Oregon State. And I think it's something for Beaver Nation to look forward to. It is a sign that, nope, we are not going into the gutter. And it's not like, as you mentioned, this is going to take a big chunk of their NIL. No doubt about it. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. It's going to take a big chunk. But at the same time, it is a sign to your fan base that the coaching staff is still going to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. They are not going to shy away from guys and just look at them, Malik Murphy, who enters a portal, and be like, get him. No, they're going to be aggressive. They're going to get a guy who fits scheme, that you're going to have to find a quarterback that does fit with what Gunderson wants to do. But he's going to run. The dude is an absolute unit.
Yes.
You mentioned it. There was that picture, and it's resurfacing and floating around right now. I'll retweet it at Dusty_Hera. It is Malik Murphy and the rest of the Texas quarterbacks shirtless, flexing in the locker room. It's like, who put the linebacker in there?
It's like
Arch looks cut, by the way.
It's like the picture of DK next to, who was that, the picture that DK was next to the other wide receiver going into the draft. Do you remember that picture?
Yeah.
It was
the other Ole Miss receiver.
Yeah, God dang it. I can't remember his name.
But you went,
why does one of those look like an absolute super freak that we injected with the super soldier serum, and the other one looks normal?
And then you think
looks
about
like
it.
Like original Steve Rogers.
Yes.
Arch Manning is 6'3", you know, Quinn Ewers is 6'3", 6'4", and Malik Murphy is just towering over all these guys. He's a load. This is a good day for Oregon State. There's no other way to put it. And I think it is a good day, regardless of what the result is. Okay. And this is a weird thing to say. Regardless of what the result is next year, this is a good sign, and take it for what it is right now. Oregon State went out. They landed the fourth best quarterback in the portal, the highest rated quarterback that has ever committed to Oregon State. It's a good day. It is a good day, because the result next year, there's going to be so many things that dictate how this move affects Oregon State. The talent in the roster around him, namely, right?
And do other guys start following?
Yeah. But this is a positive momentum.
Yep.
And we talked about this yesterday, and because Urban Meyer went on the Herd, and he said, you know, USC has lost momentum, and that's damn near impossible to get back.
Yep.
Right? When you generate that momentum, then you got to sit there and say, all right, How do we continue to grow on it? How can we get something moving forward? Because the recruiting class, when we talked to Andrew Nemec about it, wasn't a good recruiting class.
No.
Okay.
What was the highest they had was outside the top 1,000?
The average recruit was way down there for Oregon State. So build some momentum this way. If you were going to become a portal school, okay, and that's where you get some guys, this is a good start to do it. If I'm a B fan, I'm thrilled.
Yep.
I'm thrilled. And I hope there's more coming. There are rumors that there are more that are coming via the portal, and they're heading Oregon State's way. There are going to be guys who want to play, and they want to play immediately. And for the Beavs, you got to be happy with the first big domino to fall. Malik Murphy, transferring from Duke to Texas. He's got 2 years to play. And when you have a guy like this, fair warning, dude just set a school record for touchdown passes, threw for dang near 3,000 yards at Duke, and he's still transferred.
Yeah.
Right? There's no guarantees you keep him for both of those years, but you're going to get him for this year. Keep the momentum. The hope is that what he said was the reason for going to Oregon State was he felt wanted. He felt like the culture fit him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's going to Oregon State. You hope that can carry over, and you do have him for 2 years, because that would be a great piece to have moving forward.
Because Duke did bring in Tulane's quarterback.
Yeah.
you know, had a
was, I think, the number two quarterback in the portal.